Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, as we usually do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And I really, again, I've mentioned this before, but I want to urge you, because I do these readings on Friday, anything you can do Friday or Saturday to take a little extra time with this, because they are not the Friday readings, but the Sunday readings. So Friday should be a preparation for the Sunday reading. So pay attention to them. If you can spend a little extra time in prayer on these particular readings before Mass on Sunday, I really encourage you to do that. God has a lot he wants to say to us to prepare us. The opening prayer for Sunday's liturgy. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor. Everything is based on love. Love of God and love of neighbor. Grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. Grant that by keeping your precepts, let's keep the law of God. Let's keep the commandments. Let's keep the word of God. Let's repent when we fail. Acknowledge it, repent, and turn around again in the right direction. It takes time to break patterns of sin. It takes time. Some weeks you'll sin less and some weeks you'll sin more. Just keep persevering until you break the pattern. And it's God's grace that helps you to break the pattern. First reading for this Sunday is taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 2, verse 12, and then 17 to 20. Chapter 2, verse 12. The wicked say, let us beset the just man, because he is obnoxious to us. That is how those who don't believe in God, don't want anyone else to have any belief in God, who want to curse and swear against us. The wicked say, let us beset the just man, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings. He reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and he charges us with violations of our training. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the just one be the Son of God, God will defend him and deliver him from the hand of his foes. With revilement and torture, let us put the just one to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will take care of him. Now, I'm giving it a little emphasis there, but do you hear the mockery? Do you hear the mockery? Do you hear the putting down, the discarding? That's not a voice of peace. And yet many of us end up being like this. We do. He's obnoxious to us. I don't want to hear anything more about him. If you want to believe in God, go ahead. Be stupid. Believe in somebody you can't even see. How stupid that is. If there was a God, why are there wars? If there's a God, why do so many people hurt other people? There can't really be a God. You've just tried to come up with something to soothe your own mind. But it's not true. It's not true. There is no God. You hear it again and again and again. Brothers and sisters, that's not where we want to be, and that's not where we want to stay for sure, if we are there. Bring our anger, bring our pain, bring our hurt, bring our fears, bring them to the Lord. He's big enough. He can handle it. Tell him how you feel. Tell him to have mercy on you and help you. Even if you don't feel it, ask him, have mercy on me. You keep praying that way and you watch what God does for you. Those of us who have faith, let's ask God to strengthen it, to increase it, to deepen it, to let the roots, as I so often say, go down very deep, brothers and sisters, that we can withstand the storms that are among us right now, storms within the church. We think of storms coming from wars outside of us, and now we're facing one right within us. Brothers and sisters, come to the Lord and just say to the Lord, use me. Use me in whatever little way you want. Lord, guide us. Guide us that we may resolve, that we may confess our sins, that we may face where we have been wrong. Let us all pray for one another at a time like this. Instead of just spreading rumors and ideas and thoughts, etc., this is the time to pray. This is the time to cleanse our own conscience. This is a time to renew our commitment to the Lord. This is a time to receive the Eucharist as often as we can. This is the time to pray for our priests. Pray for them daily. I'm going to say much more about that, but for now, pray for them daily. Pray that God will bless them, that he will protect them, that those who have sinned will be made known. Nothing can be in the dark. If we're going to know the love and the light of God, we've got to live in the light. But don't point the fingers. Look at yourself too. Because if you're going to be in this time more and more a disciple of God, we have to cleanse our own temples. Not just point them elsewhere. Even though they're elsewhere, we've got to look at ourselves too, daily, and repent of our own sin. Psalm 54, the Lord upholds my life. That is who God is. He upholds my life. Even though we condemned him to a shameful death in Christ, God loves us, and he's faithful to us. Letter of James, chapter 3, verse 16 to the third verse of chapter 4. Beloved, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder, there is every foul practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. Where do the wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? You covet but do not possess. You kill and envy but you cannot obtain. You fight, you wage war. You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask but you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. We ask God for good things sometimes, but we ask for selfish reasons. We don't repent of our sin, and yet we want God to do things for us. This is a time, brothers and sisters in the church, that each of us needs to look at our own conscience, look at our own sin, and face it squarely. If God is going to use us to cleanse the temple, it has to start with us. I can't be telling other people what they should do if I'm not first of all answering the Lord and doing what he tells me to do in my own life. Please take heed. Please pay attention. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 30 to 37, Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. Oh, that's an awkward position. Jesus says, what were you arguing about on the way? They remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Now, brothers and sisters, take a look at this. Look at this. These are the apostles. He's telling his disciples that he's going to be handed over and murdered, and that after his death, he will rise. They didn't understand. They were afraid to question him. And so what did they do? They start talking about who is the greatest among us. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Jesus is telling them the most profound thing. He's sharing this with his intimate friends, that I'm going to die. And this is how I'm going to die. They're not really listening. They end up talking about who among us is going to have the highest position. Who among us is? Human condition, pride, arrogance, self-centered. When the man you say you love and the man you follow is telling you that he's going to die a very difficult death, and all you can think about is yourself. That's us, brothers and sisters. We too need to get beyond ourselves. In this time in the church, in this simply in living a good Christian life, we've got to get beyond ourselves, even if it weren't difficult times. We've got to put him first in our lives. He's got to be first. What he asks of us, what he requires of us, what he wants to pour out upon us. He gives as well as asks. He gives in abundance. But we want it our way so often. Or we have a different set of priorities. Well, if God gives me this, then I'll believe. No. Bow down before the living God. Bow down before him. Ask him to cleanse your heart, that you might become more and more transparent, that God might work through you, especially in this time. They have remained silent. They wouldn't answer him when he asked them what they were arguing about. They have been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. And then he sat down and he called the 12 and he said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." In other words, God will bring us into intimacy with him as long as we are willing to reach out and give ourselves to others, to help them draw near to Christ. It's not all about me. It's about God. It's about his purpose of creating us. It's about the word he's given us. It's about him giving us his own body and blood to feed us on the journey. That's who it's all about. My life needs to revolve around him, not the other way around. Ask God to help you, to give you the grace to surrender first place in your life and give it to the living God. God bless you. In these times in which we live, I want to make sure that you can access my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. I want to encourage you, please, to get that booklet. You can have a free copy of it by calling 1-800-282-4789 or by going to our website, renewalministries.net, and just click on bookstore. Please take the time to read it. May God bless you.